Okay, here's the deal. I love the 80s. So do a lot of people. But Uber producer and director Michael Mann apparently doesn't. Otherwise, he wouldn't have ruined one of his greatest creations of the decade. I was hoping that Miami Vice would retain some of the spark of the original series, but there's nothing recognizable there. Not even the theme song. Shot with a desaturated video look, the film is overly gritty and exists completely in the seedy underbelly of the city. Jamie Foxx is probably the best thing in the film, but he plays a very weak second fiddle to Colin Farrell, who manages to make Sonny Crockett look even more sleazy than John Johnson ever did. Please, Hollywood, quit trampling on my fine memories of the decade of excess. Next, you're probably going to want to ruin Matt Houston. Miami Vice gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.